first Albury to Southern Cross passenger train in a long time.
Jim Houghton from Albury.
And you're on the first train, Jim. How does it feel?
Oh, beaut. Yeah, terrific.
And what are you up to today?
That's just train riding down and back.
Oh, yeah. So purely for the experience.
Yes, we're old railway men here and ex-railway men, and yes, we're on the trip to sample this first trip.
My name's Harry Lauder and I live in Bright. I originally come from Ogun. I was a train driver for 33 years up in the Mallee, and I just love trains. And I'm riding with my friend here today, down and back, but just for the enjoyment of trains.
It's been a long process. What does it mean to have it finally back up and running?
Great, because I can go to Melbourne now whenever I want to, from Brighton, get on at Wangaratta and down and back in the one day and do my business in Melbourne, and it's brilliant.
Brilliant. Really great, yes. Yeah, for a little trip down to Melbourne and back, and even Benalla and Seymour, just for the day, outing, for a pensioner.
And as railway men, what do you think about the kerfuffle about the quality of the laying of the track and all that business?
Yes, well, it's, you look back in the olden days when the men had trolleys and used to go along and crowbars and picks and shovels and used to pack the track, and the tracks are all in good condition now. They've got modern equipment. They do things too fast, and it's done too fast, too quick, and it's not consolidated enough, whereas things were done slower in the olden days and the tracks last longer. Because I drove these locomotives over tracks in the Mallee from Ogun, and the tracks were really good. But they'll get things sorted out. It'll just take time.
Well, it hasn't put you off being here this morning.
No.
How did you go with the early start?
All right.
Yeah, no worries. Yep. We're early risers.
used to shift work.
My name's Beck and I'm from Lavington. I do an acting course in Melbourne every Sunday, so I'm there and back in one day. Every Sunday, taking the bus to Seymour and then the train from Seymour to Melbourne. So it was kind of annoying because you'd have to get out at Seymour and be there for about half an hour. Yeah, so it was a bit annoying, but you know, it's great that it's finally back on track.
How does it feel to be on the first train in 2.5 years?
It's been a long time coming, but it feels good, and it's pretty, there's a bit of energy happening around here, which is nice. I don't think I'll be getting any sleep before I get to Melbourne, but it's a bit exciting, yeah. It's good that it's finally done. I think it's a wasted opportunity not having a good rail network in Australia, and I think it's good that the train's finally going, and just hope that it gets up properly soon.
Were you at all concerned about some of the reports that the track isn't in great condition and it could actually be quite unsafe?
Not really, because I don't believe any Australian government would actually put themselves in that liability. Like, I think if there's a chance that something's going to go wrong, they wouldn't do it. So, you know, there's no point in stressing about things I have no control over anyway.
Karen Hempel from Barranduda. Catching a train down to Melbourne to go to the theatre this afternoon, and then tomorrow morning working in the city.
And would you have done that normally with the old arrangement of the bus and the train?
Absolutely not. No way. I would never have considered it. I would have ended up flying or maybe carpooling with friends. I wouldn't have gone down by train and then have to stop halfway and catch a bus. That would have been a pain.
So how are you feeling about being on this very special journey?
Really good, thank you. I think it's quite exciting to be on the first journey. We're really looking forward to it and hoping it'll be a nice, smooth trip.